Here's your midday brief for Thursday, June 16th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Yesterday's stock market rally following the Federal Reserve's decision to raise interest rates fizzled this morning. By midday, the Dow Jones Industrials were down more than 700 points, or 2.3%. The S&P 500 was down more than 3%, and the NASDAQ was down 3.7%. Investor concerns about risks to economic growth deepened after Freddie Mac reported today. The average rate on a U.S. 30-year fixed mortgage rose to 5.78%, the highest level in more than 13 years. The roughly half percentage point increase since last week is the biggest jump since 1987. And U.S. senators working toward drafting gun control legislation are trying to overcome two sticking points between Republicans and Democrats. One area of debate centers on providing federal grants to states to enforce red flag laws, allowing authorities to remove guns temporarily from people threatening violence. The other would close the so-called boyfriend loophole that currently allows convicted domestic abusers to buy guns if they aren't married to their partner. Senators are hoping to resolve the two issues in time to be able to pass a bill next week. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.